Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Very good evening and welcome along to another edition of The Score. Coming up on tonight's programme, we'll be hearing from the respective managers of Coghill Celtic, Buncrana Hearts and Letterkenny Rovers as the three sides from the county look to book a place in the quarterfinals of the FAI Junior Cup this coming weekend. Plus, on the Gaelic Games front, the big game of the weekend in the northwest is on the hurling front, as Donegal and Derry will be clashing in Division 2B of the Alliance National Hurling League on Saturday afternoon at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. We will be hearing from the Donegal manager, Mickey McCann, and indeed his Derry counterpart, the boss of the Oakleaf County, Johnny McGarvey, coming up very soon here on The Score tonight. But first, we turn our attention to the World Indoor Tug of War Championships in Sweden, and it's been a solid opening day for any shown pullers. The first medal of the competition came in the 680 kilogram weight category this morning, with Coghill taking a silver medal. They won the opening end against Mockendam in the final, but the Dutch would then win the next two ends to take the gold medal. Clonmany B women had a superb first day. They took gold in the 480 junior category. And the Clonmany B men just missed out on a bronze medal. They lost in their 600 kilo playoff to a team from a Chinese Taipei. Today and tomorrow's action is about the clubs battling for medals and titles. Well, on Saturday and Sunday, there's international competitions and pullers from Coghill, Carndona and Clonmany will all be representing Ireland this coming weekend. Now, turning our attention to soccer, and of course, three Northwest sides are involved in the last 16 of the FAI Junior Cup this coming weekend. So that means there is places in the quarterfinals up for grabs. We have one team from the Donegal League, Letterkenny Rovers. They are down in Tipperary, taking on Clonmel Celtic on Sunday afternoon. That game starts at 12 noon. Then an hour later, also in Tipperary, but at Peak Villa, Buncrana Hearts will be playing their last 16 encounter as they look to win on the road. Buncrana, of course, lost out to St. Michael's of Tipperary at the quarterfinal stage last year. And Coghill Celtic, well, they have a home tie against Mary Ormore of Galway. And that game kicks off down at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground on Sunday at 1:30. Now, we're going to have reporters at all of those matches this coming Sunday afternoon. And here tonight on The Score, shortly, we'll be hearing from Coghill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen, plus Buncrana Hearts boss Gary Duffy. But first up, Chris Ashmore has been speaking to Letterkenny Rovers boss Stephen McConnell. Letterkenny, of course, have won on the road on several occasions already in this competition, and they're looking to follow that with another one on their travels this weekend.
We've got results in all of them, so long may it continue. And we'll be going on this weekend's games, hoping for similar kind of performances and outcomes as the previous rounds. We won't expect it, but we'll be going for it for sure.
So just remind us of your path to get this far and your travels. It's a case of Discover Ireland.
We could get a wee job with the Tourism Board of Ireland, all right. We had Carndona at home, Rathmullen at home, both 2-1 wins, and then Alloch away, 1-0, then down to Wexford to North End United, where we won on penalties. And then it was Merview, where we had a 3-2-1. Now down to Clonmel, County Tipperary. So we're planning to head off now on Saturday for the game Sunday.
Yeah. Now, Tipperary Junior Soccer is actually very strong. People might associate the county more with hurling, but over the years they've always had two or three strong teams who've gone far in this competition. So the fact that you're playing Clonmel Celtic in the last 16 of the competition, you know that they must be of a decent standard to get this far.
Yeah, definitely. Like ourselves, we have three teams. Well, in the Donegal League and then the Shone League, we have three teams remaining in it, and Clonmel are in it to the Clonmel Celtics. There's Clonmel Town are out, but a very successful club in this in the past. They've won a few. You've St Michael's, and they're top of the Tipperary League at the minute. Like, we've kind of been kind of looking at results and stuff like that. We've seen that St Michael's beat Clonmel Celtic on Saturday there, an 86-minute winner. So kind of been trying to keep an eye in a wee bit, see what's going on, and see who's the danger man, who's in the report scoring every week, etc.
Yeah. For your lads, that great victory in Merview, I suppose the confidence has been building as the competition has gone on, because quite a few people possibly had you written off given the tough away draws that you've got, but you've come through each hurdle so far, so what's not to say you can keep going?
Yeah, well, that's the way we're looking at it. Like, we'll take it one game at a time, but I think on any given day we fancy ourselves against most teams. So like, we can't go into this year now kind of thinking, right, this is it. We've got the last 16, that's a great achievement. We're looking at this going, we have a chance of getting into the last eight, keep our momentum going in this competition and see where it takes us.
And are you likely to alter your style, or do you go into these away trips with much the same game plan as the previous ones?
Well, the previous ones were kind of altered a wee bit too, like just with personnel. You know, like, we had a couple of injuries. Like, we went down to Wexford with no striker. We had three strikers. One was in holidays. One couldn't get off work. Mum was injured. So there was not much we could do, but we went down and we grinded out a result. And Merview there now, we have almost a full pick of the boys. And, you know, we come out on top, thankfully. A heroic display from our goalkeeper, probably seen us out to our side. But in regards to, like, everyone kind of dug in deep too to make sure, like, we know how to grind out a result, I'd like to think. And hopefully this weekend we can do the same, keep it going.
Yeah, now you mentioned Blake Forkin, the goalkeeper, and it, you know, it's no coincidence teams that do well in competitions, having a quality keeper, is it's such an important position.
It is, it's massive. Like, if you find a good goalkeeper, frankly, we have actually two of them, between Mark Anthony and McGinley and Blake. So, like, we're probably the two of the strongest in the county, in my opinion, in the Donegal League. They're both in the Oscar Tooner squad, and it can be a headache at times, but it's a nice headache to have.
The importance of strength and depth illustrating itself. So in conclusion, Stephen, you know, nothing to fear. If you get this through this one, you're into the last eight, and the adventure continues.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Look, we won't be taking them lightly. We know we're not going down here and anything's taken for granted. We're up against a strong team, and as you said, a county that's maybe known for its hurling, but in junior football, they're renowned for having very strong teams, and they're always in around the semi-finals and final of this competition. So these teams know how to put on performances too, and they're not there for no reason either.
Gavin Cullen, manager of Coghill Celtic, another game in the FAI Junior Cup. We're into the last 16. Your opponents, Marie Oranmore of Galway, may not be a household name to people here in the Northwest. No doubt you've done a little bit of homework on them.
Yeah, a little bit, Chris. We obviously didn't know till the weekend who we'd be playing. They were playing Grangell from Cork on Saturday, so that went... Oranmore won that game 2-0, so we're trying to get a bit of research or homework done on them at this point, but look, it'll be light enough at this stage in the game. But what we do know is they're a young side. They're one of the most up-and-coming teams in Galway. They're supposed to be decent with great facilities and stuff, so they're definitely going to be a step up from what we've played so far in the competition, we think. You know, yeah.
Well, if they've got to the last 16, you know, they've got through a few rounds, they must be half-decent, and I was just looking up myself, as you say, a young club. I think they were only founded in 2005, and they've over 900 playing members. So sometimes those clubs have a lot of hunger there, and this is a new adventure at the same time for them.
Oh, absolutely. As I say, they are a new club, but looking under them, they have a massive club and a massive amount of members. So again, with no scene football in Connacht, no, they're playing at the top tier of football in Galway and in their county. So look, they're going to be good, they're going to be full of good players, no doubt about it. Play in the same league as Saltall and Merivale and stuff, so they'll definitely be not an easy tie.
Well, looking cross-channel, there wasn't too much activity in the transfer window last month, but Coghill Celtic, you've had a little bit of movement. I see Jason Breslin's returning and Brendan McLaughlin and Patrick McLaughlin part of the squad now.
Yeah, that's right. So we brought them three in the window. Obviously, we lost Nathan Logue and Keegan Higgerty as well in the window, both away to America on scholarship. So it was important that we replaced them two. Jason coming back obviously was a massive help, and Brendan coming in from Harps is a player with huge potential. He's come in and hit the ground running, and obviously that was us. And then thanks to Kevin Deary, Stuart, he's gave us Patrick McLaughlin for the remainder of the season to have a look at him. So he's a young centre midfielder. So again, it adds competition for places, and Patrick looks good in training so far. So his clearance has come through, and hopefully he'll be available for selection come the weekend.
And also in the past week, I see teenager Luke O'Donnell has signed a pro contract with Derry City. So big times ahead, hopefully, for him.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant for Luke there. He's been over and back with some cross-town clubs as well, and there's buckets of potential there, great attitude, great lad, and hopefully the season at Derry, he'll get opportunities and take them.
Yeah, and it all goes to show that, you know, the Coghill Celtic Club, you've got a good pipeline there of people coming through at all ages, and the club at every level seems to be in a good position.
Yeah, look, it has been for a while. I know it's probably for our own club players. Like at underage, we've been competing very well, and the coaching and stuff is a very high level, and the teams are doing very well, and the visuals are doing very well. And like this season alone, we've given 10 debuts to players at under 20 years of age in our first team in one season. So that's more than we've ever done before. So look, it all augurs well, and the hunger and desire of them young lads coming through to do well is important as well. So no, it's all fairly positive at the moment.
And finally, Gavin, training this week ahead of the weekend game, are you likely to concentrate on anything in particular or tinker anything?
No, I don't think so. Look, as I said, most times, Chris, like we tend to try and look after ourselves as much as possible. You know, we ask the players to prepare properly and get themselves right mentally and physically for games, no matter what the opposition. And we've been involved in a lot of big games, and this weekend is no different, to be honest. And we feel ourselves, if we're right and do our jobs right, it'll take a hell of a team to beat us. So that's what we'll be preparing for as usual.
Gary Duffy, manager of Buncrana Hearts, you're making the long trip to Tip. Peak Villa, the opposition, and Tipperary soccer certainly seems to be strong these days. They've a number of teams who have done well in this competition in the last few years, as you know only too well, having played St. Michael's last year. So all the indications are this is going to be a very tough test.
Tough test, yeah, and you're right, the football there in Tip. No, I don't have many football, but it's strong down there. You've got Peak, St. Michael's and Clonmel still in the cup, so that tells you enough about the standard of the league. They're playing on the standard what we're going down to play. I got to watch Peak myself last Saturday down in Crumlin, so got a brave bit done them, and look, they're another tough one on the road, and we get on with.
Yeah, now they beat Crumlin United 2-1. The fact that game was on an AstroTurf pitch, do you think that had much influence on things?
Look, 2-1, it was a tight game. Crumlin probably had the better of chances in the game. But yeah, definitely the Astro, and to be fair, that's one of the older versions of the AstroTurf. I was chatting to Crumlin, they're getting it resurfaced this year. So that definitely had a bearing on the game. Crumlin was used to playing on it, you could see, like the pace of the game on the ground and stuff like that was a lot different to the surface at Peak have down their ground. So yeah, definitely a very big part in the game.
Yeah, so you're more used to playing on grass, so too are Peak. You'll be travelling down in good time for the game. What sort of a match are you expecting? Do you think it's going to be very tight from the word go?
Yeah, look, we haven't been playing overly well the last number of weeks with boys coming in and out from injury and one thing or another, and we haven't kind of got a certain 11 the last number of weeks, and seeing the way they set up and the way they play, I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game anyway. But look, you just never know on the day, but from what I've watched and from what I can see what we're capable of, I have a feeling it's going to be a very tight game, which could maybe go further than the 90 minutes.
Yeah. Now, Sean McDermott's gone to Derrickview. You've had a few injury problems, so just how near or far will you be from full strength at the weekend?
I know. We'll have one or two sweating on them for the weekend. Probably definitely one of them's not going to make it. The other's kind of, he's getting seen this, so we're hoping that he might make it. But look, all or not, where everybody else is there. But look, we're not making no excuses. That's what the squad's for, as I keep saying to you.
Yeah.
We've depth there, so we don't use that as excuses. We get on with it. As my assistant, John Willockner, say, next man up, and we just get on with it.
Yeah. And it's been busy times on and off the pitch in the past week. I think you've had an AGM and a Casino Royale ball, so it's all been happening.
Aye, it's been great. A lot of work going on behind the scenes of the city. We're trying to get this full-size Astro floodlit down the club, so that was a big occasion at the weekend. The ball, they had one last year as well, so look, it's a good fundraiser, but a lot of serious work goes into from different people in the town, like you. Ned Doherty and Jared Doherty, two of them put a lot of work into them big nights. And the AGM, much hasn't changed, so I'm still here. So I haven't got the sack for another year, so it's all good.
And great to see, the town really getting behind you in the fundraising efforts.
Aye, it has. We wouldn't have been known for a club for fundraising for years, but the last number of years, people are probably sick looking at us. But look, it's for the community and the benefit of all the young people coming through the town. That we can try and have a full, fully lit AstroTurf at the club, where you can open and close the gate every single day in the year, where you can provide football for the kids and further afield in the community. So look, that's what the target is. That's what we're trying to achieve, and there's a lot of hard work going in, and you can see people in the town pulling behind it and supporting it and giving them a lot of hard-earned money towards the club to try and get their main goal, which is a full-size Astro. So yeah, overall, people in the town are pulling with us and allowing that last.
And finally, Gary, last year it was St Michael's of Tipperary who put you out of this competition, so it'd be nice to get one over Tipperary opposition this time round, and maybe to just go a little bit further, and who knows?
Ah, well, without a doubt. The St Michael's game, you're at it yourself, was a kick of a ball. Look, again, I told you on the other reports, there must be big chances that day in that game, and at these stages of the cup, you can't afford too much big chances. You've got to take whatever comes your way. And look, referees aren't always going to get it right. It was just an unfortunate decision that day. But look, it'd be great to get the quarter final again and see where it goes after that. But look, full focus is a tough, tough day ahead of us next Sunday down in Peach. So that's the main objective at the minute, to go down in there and get a result and have a happy bus coming up the road.
Yeah, and no doubt, the players themselves are all highly motivated. They know just how important this game is.
Aye, they do, to be fair. Over half of the points still there. It was there last year, was more than half. So they know what's expected of them. As I said, the more big games that them younger lads playing, so the more it's going to stand them on days like Sunday. So look, the more of them we play, the better it is for these young lads, and the more mature they'll get, and they'll accept heavy challenges and so on when you go to these so-called bigger teams who've been played maybe on bigger occasions more than this group of fellas would have. So the more games we play like that, well, the better these games are going to stand there. So, look, they'll be looking forward to it, and they know that the town's pushing them on to try and win as well. They're all aware of that.
That's Gary Duffy off Buncrana Hearts, finishing our preview section of the FAI Junior Cup action for Buncrana, Cockhill and Letterkenny Rovers. And once again, we will have a reporters at all of those matches this coming Sunday afternoon here on Highland. Elsewhere, there is full programmes to take place in both the Donegal and the Inishowen Junior Leagues over Saturday and Sunday. And there's no doubt one of the standout ties of the weekend comes in the Premier Division in the Donegal Junior League on Sunday. Fannage United taking on the leaders St Catharines. This is a top-of-the-table clash as they go into the game. St Catharines have 31 points. Fannage United have 30, but Fannage, of course, do have two games in hand. Fannage, of course, are going to defend that Premier Division title that they won last year. And if they can tick a victory against the Killybegs side at Trialloch on Sunday, it will be a big step towards that. Elsewhere, Bunnygee United could go joint top of the table with Donegal Town at the weekend. They're playing Lagan Harps on Saturday evening, and that game kicks off at 7 o'clock out at the Dry Arch Park. A one against Lagan, they would go top. It's a bit of a derby fixture there. However, Donegal Town will have the opportunity again on Sunday to go back out in front. If that was the case, they are facing Glenaie United. And there's also a host of matches across all the divisions in the Donegal Junior League Saturday and Sunday. Likewise, as we said in Inishowen, but in the Premier Division in Inishowen on Sunday, Clonmany Shamrocks have the opportunity to go joint top of the table. Clonmany are heading to Greencastle FC. In the standings, Clonmany sit joint second with Buncrana on 27 points, and they are 3 adrift of the leaders, Cockhill Celtic, who have 30. So if Clonmany were to win, they would join Cockhill Celtic at the top of the table on 30 points. However, Cockhill would have 5 games in hand, and Buncrana would have 5 games in hand after the weekend as well on Clonmany. Finn Harps and Sligo Rovers will both be continuing their pre-season action this weekend. They're set to clash at Finn Park on Saturday afternoon. There's a 3 o'clock kickoff there for the game in Ballybuffet. Harps, of course, will start their first division campaign next Saturday, the 17th, away to Longford. And Sligo Rovers will begin their Premier Division campaign away to Bohemians on Friday the 16th. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break here on The Score. When we come back, we'll be looking forward to that big hurling match at the weekend. Donegal are playing Derry. We'll hear from the respective managers after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to The Score programme here on Highland as we turn our attention to Gaelic games. And the big match this weekend is on the hurling front as the North West Counties of Donegal and Derry clash in Division 2B of the Alliance National Hurling League. Both counties stepping up with wins in the opening day. Donegal down in Wicklow and Derry disposed of Tyrone last Sunday. We'll be hearing from Johnny McGarvey, the Derry manager, coming up shortly. But first of all, we're joined by Donegal boss Mickey McCann. Mickey, you're welcome to The Score programme.
Thanks, Oisin.
And I suppose, Mickey, before we look ahead to Derry, we'll reflect back briefly on last weekend, last Sunday. It turned out to be a convincing and comfortable one in the end for Donegal. It's always good when you're on the road in the opening game to get points on the board.
Definitely, Oisin, and we had a tough start to the league this year with Wicklow away and Derry home. So to get something out of the first game is great. You know, they set us on the Derry game now. I suppose it was common knowledge that Wicklow were in a bit of turmoil, losing their manager a couple of weeks ago, and they're well under strength compared to last year. But in saying that, Oisin, we were probably missing 7 or 8 last year from last year's Nicky Record final. So now they lost a lot more, but we had a young side out ourselves. So it's great to get a good victory on the road, you know, and get 2 points on the board, and looking forward now to Derry at home.
Yeah. Something that's been impressive, Mickey, about Donegal hurling this year so far, and indeed last year as well when we've seen it, that when some of the older players and the more experienced players weren't available, that these young hurlers in the county are able to step up to the plate. So there.
They are, Oisin. I suppose that's something we've done over the last 3 or 4 years. It's get boys in Donegal hurling that wants to maybe come out of minors or 20s. There's a wee void there if you don't make county level quick enough. Some of the boys pack the hurling in or whatever. So anybody we've seen that was future talent for Donegal, we've taken them on board at 18, you know, and the likes of Conor Gertland and Rory and Liam, and they're the 3 seasons done with us the first year. You know, they trained with us and weren't able to play, but you're reaping the dividends of it now. You know, when you're down bodies, these boys has good experience over it and playing hard over the last 3 years. So definitely stepping up there. When you're missing some of the regular names and big names, Donegal hurling goes when you're missing maybe 7 or 8 of them at the one time. That boys are stepping up, watching, and it's always a good positive.
Yeah, you mentioned one there, Conor Gartland. You met him, the captain. So you did this year. How's the young man's, I suppose, holding the pressure on the shoulders of leading out Donegal?
No, I think he's enjoying it, Oisin, you know, and with Steve McBride there, vice captain too, and he's only a year older. So we just look on the future, and I feel they're 2 boys that is going to be about that Donegal team for a long time, and they're 2 leaders on their pitch, and you know, and they're 2 good lads and serious commitment about them, and look, and they set standards, look after so well, and they train well all year round. So Both of them's taking it in their stride, you know, and well capable. And as I say, most of the time they do their talking on the pitch, you know, and the boys get behind them. So, a little young, Rashin, I do feel, and the change in the two boys that a lot of boys look up to in big match days, you know.
Yeah, you have your injury problems, obviously, as you mentioned, six or seven of the regular men not available to you at the moment. But did the rest of the squad all come through unscathed last weekend in Wicklow, Mickey?
Yeah, well, I suppose Rory Campbell was down to start, Rashin, and he's been struggling a wee niggle this last few weeks, so we decided to rest him. We think he needs probably rested this week too, Rashin, because he's just been playing through the pain. So Rory's highly unlikely to feature this week. So apart from that, Conor Gertland got a bad slap in the last couple of minutes. It'll be a late fitness test for him, but we're hopeful that he'll make it, you know. Apart from that, we should be all good, you know.
Yeah. So then what are you expecting on Saturday? Obviously, you'll be looking to make home advantage count against Derry, but are you expecting a sterner test from your neighbours this coming weekend, Mickey?
There's no doubt about that, Ashina. They're the best team in the division, and they're only down from 2A, and they've got up and down every year, you know, for every couple of years. So they play at that higher level. They're across the ring final last year. Look, and they've wealth of experience there, and they've had a few young boys under the mix this year with plenty of legs. So I do feel that the team to beat, Ashin, they're very experienced and physical. It's going to be a tough ask for our young boys, but look, one we're looking forward to, Ashin, if we can go out and get a good performance, and as we say, we'll be trying to win the game, but if we get a good performance and we come up a bit short against a good Derry team, we'll not dwell on it and move on, because the top three this year is going to go up to a new division. But in saying that, we'll be trying our damn best to try to turn over a good Derry team. Big ask, but not it's on our reach, you know.
Yeah, and it's something that we mentioned earlier, that these young boys are certainly welcoming off a challenge, and they always step up to the plate. But you mentioned as well there, Mickey, about the change to the league. Is that a format that you're happy enough to see the GAA going forward with, and that Division 2 now isn't split into three, that they're sort of going to move things about? Is it a change that's going to benefit Donegal Hurling?
Well, if you finish the top three, Ashin, it would leave you in a real top division. Obviously, more than likely Derry and maybe London or Tyrone or somebody. But then, yeah, the likes of Leash, Kildare, Meath and Down probably, or Carlow or Kerry. So it's definitely, it would put you in a real top division, Ashin, and your aim would be to maybe try beat the teams that was on your division this year that's gone up with you. So, but definitely a tough task, but I would agree with it, getting away with 2B and having a 7-team division next year. We'd be all for it, you know.
Yeah. Would you be far off the likes of Kildare and Carlow and them sort of counties, Mickey?
Well, we've played, like, you take Meath and Down, like, I know Down, but even Down with the full team out, we're there about them, you know. They're slightly better, they're more strength and depth. You would feel maybe the likes of Leith and Kerry and Carlow would be that step ahead, Ashin, but the only way you can find your feet up there is get up for a season or two, the same as we did when we come up to Division 2B, you know. It was a level we never stayed at, but when you stay a year or two, you find your feet and you boys get used to playing at that level. So no doubt it'll be a tough ask against them top three or four teams in Division 2 next year, but as I say, you'll be looking just maybe try to get a victory or two against the teams that have gone up with you this year. But I do feel that they would be a level above us. I probably, you know, most of them, some of them even in the Joe McDonagh Cup, you know.
Okay. Well, if you were to pull off the one just finally, Mickey, this weekend against Derry, would it be a big learning weekend for all these players? Would it, if they, as you would see it, if you were to pull off, what would be a shock result?
It'll be a shock result, Ashin, considering the bodies we're missing, you know, and the experience that Derry brings. I know we've home advantage, but let's say it's only a short trip over the border for them. So, look, no doubt Derry's favourites, Ashin, but look, we'll be trying to get our stall set out and try upset the odds, you know. But hopefully we can get a good performance, and the young boys are looking forward to it. That's the one thing of young boys, Ashin, there's no real baggage there. They'll go out and they'll give it all for us, and we'll see where we're at on Saturday evening, you know. But I say, we'll not dwell on it too much, whatever way the result goes, you know.
All right then, Mickey, thanks for taking the call, and listen, we wish you all the best of luck this coming weekend in that big derby against Derry.
Right, Ashin, thanks.
So that's the thoughts from the Donegal camp. Let's now hear from their opposition this coming Saturday at the O'Donnell Park. Derry, of course, have a good record at the Letterkenny venue. They'll be looking to continue that. And just like Donegal, Derry will also be looking to make it 2-1 from 2 at the start of the campaign. And now joining us on a line is the boss of the Oakleaf Senior Hurlers. It's Johnny McGarvey. Johnny, you're welcome to the airwaves of Highland.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Good to be here.
Well, listen, Johnny, before we look ahead to that Donegal game, which is taking place on Saturday, we'll touch on that one last week against Tyrone, 220-16 points at Celtic Park, played before the big football match, of course. A good start to the campaign, and I'm sure that's what you were looking for, but did you envisage that you would win by 10 points in the end?
No, certainly didn't, Oisin. Probably the breeze played a massive factor in it. We put up a big score in the first half when we were playing with the breeze, and then sort of had to dig deep early in the second half. And I suppose it sort of ebbed and flowed a wee bit. Tyrone got a wee bit of a run on us, scored 6 or 7 points unanswered. But look, we dug it out in the end. We'd have took a 10.1 before it started, no question about that. So no, look, happy enough with the one, and always good to get a nice start and get 2 points on the board there.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, listen, what about your squad for this year, Johnny? Obviously, last year there was the disappointment of Derry losing out in that Christy Ring decider. Has your personnel changed much from last year to where you are now?
Well, we've three lads out, Oisin, who, for various reasons, and then we've drafted in 5 new lads, and they all seem to have filtered into the panel very nicely, real good hurlers and good trainers, good lads. Look, quite happy where we're at. Sean Francis Quinn and Eamon Conway, who played last year, both out injured, probably will miss the league stages of the season anyway. So, but look, we're quite happy with the squad now that we've gathered up.
And what sort of challenge are you expecting this coming weekend? Obviously, Donegal ran you close in a couple of games in recent years. I'm thinking of the one in Ballinascreen where it was a 3:22 to 3:21 fixture. What are you expecting this weekend? Because Mickey McCann will say that they're probably not as strong as they would like to be, given he's down 6 or 7 bodies. But sometimes that can be a slight cover-up, so it can, Johnny.
Suppose I haven't been involved. We played Donegal in a challenge match. I think it was my first game last year. That was my only real involvement. But, I keep a wee eye on things as they're going on. I think this, given the score lines from the weekend and their result down in Wicklow, I think this could be as tough a game as will be in this division. I think both teams will fancy their chances possibly of winning the division. Donegal, very unfortunate not to win last year's Rackyard, and I would say that will be their main goal for the season is to get back to that final and win it. I expect it to be very, very close. I know Donegal, a couple of men short that didn't play last weekend, but some fine hurlers, and Mickey McCann's done a great job there over a period of time. And look, it takes a period of time when you're trying to build something and you're trying to create something. But I envisage it being a real close game.
And if you were to pick up another one, that will be 2-1s on the bounce as you go to the first break in the campaign, and ones over your neighbours. You would be sitting comfortable then, would you, in the standings as you head to the next series of matches, Johnny?
I think both teams will look at it the same way from that point of view. 2-1s out of 5 games, the way the format's going to work for promotion, it would be vital. If you had 2-1s at this stage, you would be very much in the driving seat to be promoted. But look, all we're thinking about is Donegal. We want them 2 points the same way they do. We've prepared reasonably well last night. We'll see what the Weller does for us in terms of training tonight. And look, we expect to go there and be well prepared and prepared for the game.
Yeah. You mentioned the new format there, obviously, with promotion this year. There's going to be just one Division 2 next year, and there's a number of teams from 2B who will be making that step into it. Is that a format that you agree with, Johnny?
I think so. I suppose until you actually see it in action, it would be very hard to tell. But, we certainly want to play at a higher level. We had a taste of it last year, and it obviously didn't go very well for us. But I think in terms of improvement, I think you need that mix of games of a teams who are in around your level and teams who are above your level, or certainly would appear to be above your level at this time. And I think for improvement, you need that. I think you need probably more league games. I don't think 5's enough, and then bring on them teams that, have been probably the bottom half of 2A over the last number of years, and hopefully that would develop everybody. I think there's definitely merit in what's going to happen.
Yeah. And obviously, I'm sure one of your targets is to get back to that Christy Ring final. Things haven't gone the way of Derry in that decider in recent years as well, in 23 and 21. And there was also a defeat there, I think it was to Kerry in 2015. So is that something that the hurlers within that group and probably as a management, I know they use the cliche, you take it game by game, but is that a top target from the start of the campaign where you just want to get back to, Johnny?
No question about it. It hasn't been discussed. I mean, we've talked very little even about last year's final. You know, I wouldn't say it's the cliche thing. It's everything for us at the minute. But certainly the overall goal for the season will be to get back to the Christy Ring final and try and get over the line. You know, it's a wee bit of an urban myth now with Derry hurlers that we've had a lot of near misses with the Christy Ring. And look, that's our All-Ireland Championship. I mean, for Donegal, you know, it's the same as the record. You know, it's something that you want to win and you want to get over the line. And it's a monkey on your back until you do. So, look, when the league's over, it'll be full focus on pushing on in the Christy Ring. So, obviously, over the course of the season, that's the ultimate goal. But, I mean, for now, it's getting promoted.
Just finally, Johnny, on the progression of hurling within the county. Obviously, there has been several good, strong underage teams in recent years in Derry. What's the sort of pathway like now going forward? Is there a bright future for hurling in the county?
I think so, Oisin. I mean, we're doing a lot of work and we're trying to do a lot of the right things. I mean, we've introduced development squads there in hurling for the first time over the winter. And I mean, that creates a pathway into the county minors and into the county 20s and ultimately into the seniors. And hopefully now that'll pay dividends in the long run for us. You know, it probably should have been done years ago. But I mean, look, it takes a serious bit of hard work from what's a small group of people within Derry hurling. Like, and that's just the reality. It's the same probably with most of the counties in Ulster. You're dealing with a small pool of people who are actually prepared to go out there, get involved, and push the thing on. So I do. I think the future is bright, but I mean that you have to stay on top of that all the time. Like it can't be a wonder this year and then it fall away the following year. You know, progression into the minors and the 20s has to be constant, and it has to be quality players coming in with the right attitude all the time.
Okay, listen, Johnny, we appreciate you taking time out to chat to us here in Highland, and good luck with the rest of your league campaign and in the championship down the line. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Oisin.
So once again, the start time to that game, Donegal against Derry, 2:30 at the Adonna Park in Letterkenny, and Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News will have updates from that game here on Highland. Tyrone are looking to make up for the disappointment of losing out on the opening day to Derry on Sunday, when they take on Roscommon. Healy Park in Omagh is the venue there, and there is a 2:00 start to that one. Also this weekend, just back to Saturday, under 20 Development Hurling League, Tyrone are playing Armagh in Middleton at 1:00, while on Sunday, Donegal are playing Cavan in the Development League on the hurling front in Kingspan, Breffni. 12:00 start on Sunday there. And also this weekend, it sees the start of the Ulster Club Leagues. And on the football front on Saturday, down in Buncrannon, Section C, Donegal are taking on Red Hughes. And Gwydor are playing Ballanderry of Derry in Section B in the Senior Club League. And that game is on Sunday at 12 noon. The match on Saturday in Buncrannon throws in at 4:00. Well, Abbey Vocational School of Donegal Town are looking to create history on Sunday. They are playing in the final of the McLaren Cup against Belfast side, Our Lady and St. Patrick's College of Knock. The athletics ground in Armagh is the host of the finals on Sunday. 1:00 is the start time for that McLaren game. And the McCrory Cup game is on then at 3:00 with Omagh CBS playing St. Patrick's Academy off Dungannon. Just finally hearing the score tonight, running through the rugby fixtures for this weekend, and there's some interesting games to come. Omagh in Division 2B of the All-Ireland League Well, they are going to Bangor on Saturday. City of Derry are looking for a place in the Ulster Junior Cup semi-finals. They take on Ballymoney at home at Judges Road. Likewise, Letterkenny are looking to make the semi-finals of the Ulster Junior Shield. Monaghan will provide the opposition at the Dave Gallagher grounds for the 2:30 start, while Strabane will play the first leg of their semi-final in the Gordon West Cup competition. Cavan provides the opposition there for Strabane. Strabane home for the first leg, and no doubt they'll be looking to get up and running on a one-in foot and put themselves in a good position as they head to leg two, which will be away to Cavan. And also this weekend in Provincial North, Donegal Town are taking on Ballymoney. So that is your rugby fixtures, and that is it from The Score for tonight. Don't forget, if you missed any of the show, you can of course recap in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Until the next time, from me, Oisin Kelly, enjoy what's left of your Thursday. Our next sport here on Highland is tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news with Chris Ashmore. Have a very good evening.